I'm really bored. I'm scratching, itching. Everything's on display. It's going away. I'm undergoing some kind of split between my seams. I don't know anything. I'm screening everything. I don't want to just let anything in. I'm indifferent to everything, but I got a need to listen. Say shit that sounds ingenious, but I'm very skeptical. I don't know. Me, I've been collecting stones, keeping them. They're sculptures. And they're warding off things. I keep them under my bed to keep away things like you. I like big rocks. I like it when I'm alone with this certain guy. It's kind of horrifying, but I don't like mirrors either. I keep away from mirrors all the time because they frighten me. They make me think I'm keeping odd hours. It makes me feel like I gotta exit when really I gotta in. Some kind of turnstile going on in my head where I want out but someone else wants in and I can't break it. I just reach in my pocket and pull something out and try to make it work, but I don't know. Some kind of purpose I'm trying to find. I'm just trying to get through there. One time I created a god. That didn't work. Another time I started saying everything I thought out loud. People kept away from me, and I was trying to speak, but that's the way it works on the subway. I don't know. I just go back to my rocks. I go home, you know. I collect them. I keep them under my bed. They keep things away. Sometimes they scare me. Sometimes I have to leave the room. Sometimes I can smell them after I leave, even. Sometimes when I'm in the bathroom, I flush the toilet, and they just won't go away. So, I'm like, shit. Fuck, am I gonna do this in my home, you know? I can always go back out. As a matter of fact, I've been going out and I've been working. I've been working up a storm. I've been thinking that, you know, I really want to make some money. And I've been making some money, but, you know, it's never enough. I like my eggs over easy. And I like them hot, and I don't like, if you break my yolk, man, I'm gonna bite my lip if you break my yolk. But I found one thing that makes me really move. It's not money, it's not love. It's not anything like that. I don't know, I think it's the fear of being mutilated. That really frightens me more than anything, more than scratching, itching. I get this itch and I feel like there are insects on me. And I just itch. And I don't know. While I'm itching, I feel like I'm, you know, it makes me smile. It makes the kind of bad thoughts go away. But I'm basically very bored. I'm bored with everything. I tried addiction. I tried obsession. I tried love. I even inflicted pain on myself. Didn't work. So that's my advice. I'd like to turn you inside out. I think that would be real good. One time I was climbing stairs. Felt like I was breathing yesterday's air. But you flew down. Flew down those stairs at me. You wrapped your arms around me. Put your lips against mine and I swallowed your time. It all became mine and I took it back in my bedroom with me and I showed you a few things. I got mirrors on the ceiling in my bedroom and I made you look at yourself. I'm afraid of mirrors. I never look up. That's the whole thing. I'd rather like look at you and dive in your dreams than look up. But they don't, mirrors, they don't care if they see. They really could care less. They just kind of stare back at you and make you feel kind of ungodly. Like everything's allowed. Feel very vengeful and wanna just smash things, including mirrors. Feels like something's returning, something really weird from the past, like something medieval. Like something, I don't know what. It's like, I don't know if I'm medieval or not, but I know I got it in me. I see movies and I identify with people on the screen and they start talking to me. They start talking about me. It's like the movie's about me, and makes me really sink into my seat and grip things, and I don't understand it. Sometimes I just like to watch the Lobby Channel and eat popcorn, think of you, arrange my rock collection, and basically I think of you all the time. It's kind of scary when you think about it, but I try not to think about it that much.